Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chachma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Emor, Tov Shin Peivav. Today is Yud Gimel Iyar. Tomorrow Yodalit Iyar is Pesach Sheni. So we are going to learn a Meshech Chachma that is Negeah to Parshas Emor. It's Negeah to Pesach Sheni. And it is found in Parshas Pinchas. And this Meshech Chachma, many pieces of it I've known, of course, Baruch Hashem, for a long time. But recently, when we learned the Yerushalmi that Rav Meir Simcha is going to talk about, it became much more complicated for me, and therefore I was waiting, Be'ez Hashem, to give a shir on this Meshech Chachma, and we'll see the complications that we have. The Meshech Chachma is in Parshas Pinchas, Bamidbar, Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Tez Zayin to Yud Zayin. Rav Meir Simcha points out something interesting. In Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah talks about the Karban Pesach, the Pasuk says, "Uvachodesh Harishayin Barba Asuyayim Lachodesh Pesach LaHashem." In the first month, on the 14th day, is Pesach LaHashem, Karban Pesach. And on the 15th day of this month, Chag is a holiday. Shivas Yomim Matzah Ziyachel. That is the Yontif of Pesach. So Rav Meir Simcha bothered with Parshas Pinchas. Why is it that the Torah here says Uvachamishasar Yom Lachodesh Hazeh? It should say Lachodesh Harishain. The pasuk before said Uvachodesh Harishain. So the next pasuk should say Uvachamishasar Yom Lachodesh Harishain. First pasuk Barbasar Yom Lachodesh. Second pasuk Chamishasar Yom Lachodesh Harishain. Elamai, you'll tell me, says Rav Meir Simcha, why does the Torah have to repeat what month it is? It just said it before. So says Rav Meir Simcha, well, take a look in Parak Chav Tes, a few psukim later. Uvachodesh Hashvi Becha Lachodesh is Rosh Hashanah. Uva Eser Lachodesh Hashvi Hazeh. And the 10th day of this 7th month. Okay. Uvachamish Oser Yen Lachodesh Hashvi. So here the Torah, every time that it moves on in the month, the Torah repeats that it's the seventh month. So if that's true, Rav Meir Simcha is bothered, why is it when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Torah does not say, V'chamishos yom l'chodesh, harishayin hazeh. And, Negeah to this week's Parsha, says Rav Meir Simcha, if you look in our Parsha, the same thing happens. Vayikra, Parshas Emor, Parachav Gimel, Pasuk Hei. V'chodesh harishayin v'abasar yom l'chodesh ben arboim, Pesach la'ashem. V'chamishos yom l'chodesh hazeh, Chag HaMatzah is LaHashem. Again, LaChodesh HaZeh. Why is it that the Torah does not say Rishayin Adarabah? The Torah is telling us HaZeh. And in fact, you move on in Parsha Zemar. Again, BaChodesh HaShvi Becha LaChodesh. Ach Basa LaChodesh HaShvi HaZeh. BaChamisha Asa Yom LaChodesh HaShvi HaZeh. So both here in Parsha Zemar and Parsha Pinchas, the Torah, when it comes to Karban Pesach on Nisan, it says the Karban Pesach is on the 14th day of the first month, and then on the 15th day of this month, doesn't say the first month, Haloi Dovarhu, this is what Meir Simcha is bothered by. So Zokter Meir Simcha there in Parshas Pinchas, Hinei B'Teisefta, the Teisefta Mesech the Psochim, Paraches Halocha Beis. It's talking about the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And Yerushalmi and Psochim, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, Pligi. Imitan lohem liYisrael, livnois beis habechira. If Kla Yisrael was given permission to build the beis hamigdash, Hainu, says Rav Meir Simcha, what are we talking about? Shenitan lohem rishos livnois beis hamigdash, uchamoy shahaya, bimei Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas told us. What happens, says the Gemara, if Klal Yisrael is given permission to build the Beis Hamikdash between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, v'im niten rishus achara Pesach. Now you'll say, could such a thing ever occur? Says Rav Meir Simcha, yes. Look in the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Toldos, Parsha Samach Dalid, Ois Yud, and the pasuk over there, Im Tasei Imanu Ra Kasher Loidiganucha V'Kasher Asinu Imcha Rak Toiv means that you only do not a full Toiva. It's missing from the Toiva. And the Medrash over there says, in the days of Rav Shuv ben Chananya, Malchus HaRishah, the Malchus Edom gave Rishus to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Kusim made a big trouble over there. And they were trying to convince the Melech not to allow them to continue building the Beis HaMikdash. The Melech said, what should I do? I already allowed them. So the Kusim said, what do you mean? Just make a decree that they have to change the construction. 5 amos or change the city. And you'll see they're not gonna want to do it. And because of that, they will stop building the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara over there, and the Medrash over there says, the Bishul Mechananya gathered all of Klal Yisrael together. And he says, listen, yes, they promised us, but we're not going to do it. And he said over there, the whole famous mashal about the lion who got a bone stuck in his throat. And finally, he's promised anyone a lot, any animal, to get it out. And one animal crept in there and got it out. And he says, where's my payment? He said, it's enough that you went into a lion's mouth and came out alive. That's enough. And he says, Dayenu, even if we don't get a full taiva building the Beis HaMikdash, if we just get out b'shalom, that's okay. So, our Meir Simcha is just pointing out that it is possible that mitamal, in the middle of nowhere, we should get Rishus to build the Beis HaMikdash. So let's say it happens that we get Rishus to build the Beis HaMikdash after Pesach Rishon, before Pesach Sheni. V'nivne Beis HaMikdash koidem Pesach Sheni. So what does the Gemara say over there? The Yerushalmi. Nitan liYisrael livnos Beis HaBechira. So, what's the Gemara says? Yochid oisa Pesach Sheini, vein tzibur oisa Pesach Sheini. Usually the rule is that only an individual could do Pesach Sheini. Tzibur does not do a Pesach Sheini. In other words, if an individual is Tamei, and he couldn't do a Pesach Rishain, so he gets knocked off and he does Pesach Sheini. If a Tzibur is Tamei, so they do Pesach Rishain Mituma. Do Pesach Rishain Mituma. And even if it's a type of Tuma that they want to do Mituma, like Tuma Zovin or something like that, still there's a cloud. Tzibur doesn't do Pesach Sheini. A Tzibur is not Nidchet to Pesach Sheini, even if they don't do Pesach Rishain. However, so says the Tanakama, Yochid Oitza Pesach Sheini and Tzibur Oitza Pesach Sheini. Yes, a Tzibur cannot do Pesach Sheini. So even though there's a Beis HaMikdash now for Pesach Sheini, they will not bring a Pesach Sheini. Rabbi Huda argues on the Tanakam, and he says, no, Tzibur is a Pesach Sheini. No, a Tzibur could do a Pesach Sheini. When do we say a Tzibur is not pushed off to Pesach Sheini? If there was a Beis HaMikdash and the ability to bring a Karban Pesach, and they just couldn't do it because they were Tumas Zovin or whatever it is, so they don't get knocked off. They don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheini. Mashenken, if there was no Beis HaMikdash in existence, the possibility didn't happen at all, so then, Avada, Zokter Yehuda, they could do a Pesach Sheini. And he brings a raya. Shekein Motzinu B'chizkiyah, because we find B'chizkiyah HaMelech, HaMais and Divrayomim, as we'll see in a moment, Shasa Pesach Sheini, that he did the Pesach Sheini. Why? Says the Gemara, Hadod Chsiv, like the Pasuk says, Kimar B'som Rabbis Ephraim and Menashe, Sochur Zvun Le'etaru, many of Klal Yisrael didn't become Tar. So they did the Pesach Sheini. Zokter Chaim Kanyevsky, since Mar B'Somlo Yispiku Litar Metumas Avodah Zarah Shebi'Adam, Chizkiyo HaMelech was making a renaissance of Tshuva and Klal Yisrael, and they were Mevar Avodah Zarah from the whole land, but many of them had not yet been Mitahir themselves from Tumas Avodah Zarah. Ulekach also was a Pesach b'Chodesh HaSheini. So they all did Pesach in Chodesh HaSheini. U'dechidech Sivasam, like the Pasuk in Divri HaYomim Beis. Perek Lamed Pasuk Beis says, "Vayivoy Tzamelach v'Zorov v'cholakol b'Yerushalayim las is a Pesach b'Chodesh HaSheini." And they came up, "Vayivoy." Means they came up with an eitzah. They came up with a plan. V'Yismelach. So that is, says the pasuk that they made Pesach b'chodesh hasheni. They made Pesach b'chodesh hasheni in Iyar. So all of Klal Yisrael, Alma. So says Reb Chaim, you see from here, Avtzibur nidach in the Pesach sheni. Meridik araya, Reb Yehuda is bringing. You see the tzibur is nidcha the Pesach sheni. Now, as we'll see in the Meshech Chachma, the Yisrael Adav here wasn't only because they were in Tarfon Avodah Zarah. The Beis HaMikdash also wasn't tar from Avodah Zarah. So therefore, because of that, the Beis HaMikdash, it's ke'ilu, it's non-existent. So only after Pesach Rishon, when they finally were mitar the Beis HaMikdash and the people from Avodah Zarah, it's ke'ilu, it's nivda in that time, and Zok Chisviyah, you can make Pesach Sheni. So you have a Raya L'chayra, you can make Pesach Sheni. Dr. Meir Simcha, Sovra B'Yehuda, that Tzibur Oysim Pesach Sheni. If they would be Tamei the Tzibur, says Rav Meir Simcha, they would do Pesach Rishon Metuma. But in this instance, when we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, there was no Beis HaMikdash. Adifa mi'ilu hayazavim bePesach Rishon. This is how I said it before. Because if they would be Zavim, Zavim cannot do Pesach Metuma and Pesach Rishon. They also are not knocked and pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But not having a Beis HaMikdash is better, Adifa, than being Zavim, because there's no ability at all to bring a Karban Pesach, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So in such an instance, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Tzibur would make a Pesach Sheni, Ve'ein kan mokam laharich, says Rabbi Meir Simcha, Ein kan mokam laharich on this Yisait. Umevi, and Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya in the Tosefta and the Yerushalmi, like we just said. That means he convinced the tzibur to do a Pesach Sheni. Since they were not able to be mitar the Beis Hamikdash, so this is the hakdama here. Now, what threw me off, so this was a meridik shtickle here, that Rabbi Yehuda holds in the Tosefta, that if a Beis HaMikdash is built between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, you bring a carbon, everyone, the Tzibur brings Pesach Sheni, and a raya from Chizkiyo HaMelech. Now the truth is, Chizkiyo HaMelech is a big sugya. Let us just learn the Yerushalmi. You have to know the Gemara in Sanhedrin Yud Beis. But let's see the Yerushalmi. And this is what threw me off. This the Yishalmi continues. What does that mean? Let's say, says Reb Chaim, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael were Tmeim, Ve'inu Yochayim Lasei Sa Pesach Betahara. So if we know for some reason that Klal Yisrael is going to be Tamei, Pesach Rishon, could we be Ma'aber Es Hashana, make it an Ibriyar, and therefore add another Adar in, so Nisan gets pushed off, and everyone will be able to make a Pesach Rishon Betahara. So says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, according to that Manda Amar, you could be Ma'aber Es Hashana, the Gemara is saying it's a Machlaikis. V'yia Nisan Adar Sheni, what was Nisan now becomes Adar Sheni. K'deishu Sipik B'yadam L'tahar. V'kamash Malon, Da'afshim Lo Yavru Yasu B'tuma. And the Gemara is telling us that even though a Karban Pesach could be brought B'tuma, Afilu Hachi, we try to do a B'tahara. So therefore, if we have a way of playing with the calendar and pushing Nisan off a month, by adding in Adar Sheni, that would be a great idea. Ba'afal Pishein Ma'abrim Ela Ba'adar. What do you mean? There's another klal. If it's Erev Pesach and you can't be Ma'aber, you can't make Ibriyar in Nisan, it has to happen in Adar. So he says, okay, we're talking about a case where the Nasi was sick. Okay, we're talking about that we know about it in Adar. Okay? So there's a machloikis. If you see that it's going to come out, that Klal Yisrael is Tamei on Pesach Rishon, even though they all could do the Pesach Rishon, because Pesach is brought B'tuma, but maybe we should be able to finagle the calendar and make an Ibriyar. One mandamer says you do, one mandamer says you don't. So says the Gemara, so says the way that Shalom the Gersa, Reb Chaim brings the Gersa from Sanhedrin, mandamer ein ma'abrim es hashanah mipnei ha'tumah, minok yochel es ha'pesach b'loi kakosuf. What does that mean to say? The pasuk over there in Divrei Hayomim tells us that after they did the Karban Pesach b'tumah, I'm sorry, the b'chodesh hasheni, they did the Karban Pesach. It says that Aishchatu haPesach v'arba asor l'chodesh hasheni. Says the pasuk in pasuk. Yurches, because Marbis Ham Rabbis Ephraim Menashe Zoch Zvun Lehitaru Ki Ochlas HaPesach B'Loi Kakosuf. They ate the Karban Pesach Shaloi Kahalocha. Ki Spalu Yechizkiyo Aleam Leimar Hashem Atoy B'Chabre Bad. Chizkiyo had to daven that when they did the Pesach Shaloi Kahalocha. So the Yishalmi saying like this. According to the Manda Omar that says, Ein Marbim Es Hashonam. Meaning, you're not supposed to be Mabir Sashana for Tuma. Chizkiyo HaMelech did something wrong. He decided to be Ma'aber as Hashana in order that Klal Yisrael should be able to be Matar themselves for Pesach Rishon. So he did something wrong by making an Ibur Yar just because of Tuma. So therefore, the Iyu Mefarish, says Reb Chaim, this man, the Omar, says, Shalei also Pesach Sheni. They really didn't make Pesach Sheni. Rather, they made Adar an extra month. Ibrula Adar. It says in the pasuk they made Pesach v'chodesh Hasheni. Hainu Nisan. They really did it in Nisan. The Karlei Sheni v'nei Shevru, but they call it Sheni because they added in an Adar. Tichsiv, ki ochlas haPesach b'loi kakosuf. He did something incorrectly. What was incorrect? Because he made an Ibriyah. So according to this man, the Yerushalmi saying it was not Pesach Sheni. It was really Nisan. But what was incorrect about what Chizkiyo HaMelech did was he should not have made an Ibriyar just because of Tum and Tahara, and that was incorrect. Frekti Gemara, according to the man, Ma'abrim es Hashana mipnei Tuma, so Chizkiyo didn't do anything wrong. He was Ma'abrim es Hashana. So why does it say that he did it incorrectly? So the Gemara says Sha'avru es Nisan because he made the Ibur Yar in Nisan. La'achar shekid shel shem Nisan after they already made Rosh Chodesh Nisan, then he decided to make it another Sheni, and that you can't do. Ve'ein me'abrim ela ador v'afilu di'eved einu me'ober. Even if di'eved it doesn't work, like it says Achodesh asal lochem zeh Nisan ve'nachar Nisan. Zok the Gemara in Brachas Yudam Abayz brings Reb Chaim. Chizkiyo also knew ein me'abrim Nisan. Rather, it was really Lamed Adar. Lamed Adar. Lamed Adar. And what he made a mistake was, are you allowed to make an Ibur Yar on Lamed Adar? Shmuel says you cannot make an Ibur Yar on Lamed Adar. What do you mean? It's Adar. It's not Nisan. But since it could be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Lamed Adar could also be Aleph Nisan, if Adar is a Chaser, so since it has the ability to be Nisan, you can't make an Ibur Yar and make an Adar Sheni then. It's too late. It's Ke'ilu, it's Nisan already. And that was this mistake the Chizkiyo HaMelech made. Okay. Ulahachman Domar, so says Reb Chaim, Hadachsiv Shasas HaPesah B'Chodesh HaSheni. So according to this man Domar, HaGavonu Kipshutai B'Chodesh Iyar. It's Taka Emes. They did Pesach in Chodesh Iyar. The afal pi she'ibur sashana einem uber. So even though they made it Ibur Yar, but it doesn't really work. So now, v'haynu derbi huda d'le'el d'muchach minei d'tzibur nidcha l'pesach sheni. So says Reb Chaim, it comes out that this is Reb Yehuda bringing a raya that the tzibur is nidcha l'pesach sheni. So, according to this, what ends up happening was the Chizkiyo HaMelech tried to be Ma'aber es Hashana. And, like the Gemara tells us, and therefore, it turns out it was not really Adar Sheni. It was really Nisan. Now, I would have said Pshat. I would have said pshat that they, okay. So maybe Hitaka made that mistake, and he was Ma'aber Sashana, and really what was Nisan, he called Adar Sheni, and therefore what was Iyar, he called Nisan. And again, maybe he didn't really hold, you could hold, go to Pesach Sheni, the Tzibur. No. But says Reb Chaim, no, that's not what happened. What happened was they told him he made a mistake. So now the problem is, okay, he made a mistake. And he was Ma'aber Sashon on Lamed. They told him it doesn't work. So now it's Nisan. So why do the Karn Pesach and Nisan? Because they were Tamei. And Tumas Avodah Zarah. Now if it would be Tumas Mei, says Reb Chaim, Lo Yahayu Nidachim, they would do the Rishon B'Tumah. But since it was Tumas Avodah Zarah, big chiddush here, Tumas Avodah Zarah, so it's as if the Beis HaMikdash is non-existent. And so Zokt Chizkiya, what do you do? We're going to make a Pesach Shein. So when you learn this Gemara, it comes out that this whole Raya from Chizkiyo HaMelech, that he made a Pesach Sheni, ends up only really in one Manda Amar. In the Manda Amar that says that you're not allowed to be Ma'aber Sashana Mipnei Hatoma. And he did it anyways. Zokti Rishalmi. So that was his mistake. That's what he did incorrectly. But it worked. It worked. And because it worked, so then really there was an Ibriyar. And then when it says Sheni, it was really Nisan in their calendar, which is okay. No Raya to Rabbi Yehuda. Zokti Yerushalmi, it's only in the other Mandamer. The Mandamer that says, you could be Ma'amr, Sashana Mipnei HaTahara Natumah. So L'chayr, what did Chizkiyo do wrong? The Tarot says, he made an Ibriyar and Lamid Adar. That doesn't work afilu b'diyevet. So now, we have a problem. Klal Yisrael's Tamei. So if they be Tamei Meis, they could taka, that what they do is, they're going to do the Karban Pesach B'tumah. But since it was Tumas HaVodah Zarah, so Chizkiyo HaMelech said, it's Kilu, you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't work. And that, the whole Tzibur could be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. And that, according to the Gemara in the Yerushalmi, is the Raya that Rabbi Yehuda is bringing. So it's not so pushed anymore, Rabbi Yehuda's Raya from Chizkiyo HaMelech. It only ends up in one Manda Amar. Now, when you look in the Gemara at Sanhedrin Yud Beis, the Gemara goes through this as well. And the Gemara says, a Machlekes Tanoim, why? What exactly happened over here? Ma'aseh b'chizkiyo ha'melech shi'ibir sashonim b'nei ha'tumah. Says the Gemara, because of tumah. Uvikashrachmim ala atzmai. Reb Shimon says, b'nei ha'tumah, then b'diavad it would work. Elamai, because it was Nisan b'Nisan, like we said. And Reb Shimon Yehuda says, b'Shimon shnei shahesi es Yisrael la'aseh Pesach Sheni. Because he got b'nei Yisrael to do Pesach Sheni, which the Gemara says over there was a whole shayla of noshim ha'mitztarif, roiv tameh, not roiv tameh, Gemara over here. Now, if you remember, Reb Chaim pointed out to us in the beginning that Chizkiyo HaMelech was Hasi as Yisrael lasses Pesach Sheni. So it sounds like he's going now, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's three different mandamrim. Now, if you just want some food for thought, now we're going to have to get to the Meshech Chachma, but I just wanted to bring out that it's not so pashut, this whole thing with Chizkiyo HaMelech. If you look in Divrei HaYamim over there in the beginning of Divrayam Beis Perek Lam in the beginning, Vayivoy, it says Radak over there also, it's very bothered about what's going on over here, and he goes through all the different Mefarshim over here, and the Gemara is Yehuyin Shah. Okay, but Rameir Simcha is taking it at face value. Now in the Tosefta Grad it just says, you see Chizkiyo HaMelech did it. But in the Yerushalmi, it's Takanatso Pashar. But Rameir Simcha is going with Rabbi Yehuda, that says that if the Beis HaMikdash is built in between, just like Chizkiyo HaMelech, why? So Reb Chaim said, because of Tumas HaVodah Zarah. The Meshech Chachma is saying the Yesod is because the Beis HaMikdash was not Tor, it was Kilu was not in existence. Very different than Reb Chaim seems to be saying. So it's Kilu Nishaloi Nivna L'Achar HaPesach, and that's why Chizkiyo HaMelech said that you're going to do the whole Tzibur and Pesach Sheni. The Nirali, Zokter Meir Simcha Chiddush. The Zehavi Dorish Chizkiyo Madakasuv Chizkiyo Melech had a drasha. Ubachidish Harishon Pesach Lashem. Ubachamish Osir Lachidish Hazeh. Like we started off, like Sibachidish Harishon. The Kasuv Hazeh. The Loim Kamai Bechidish Hashvi keeps on repeating it like we began the Shir. Bechain Kasuv Be'emer, the same thing. That by Shvi it repeats it. By Rishon it says Hazeh. Hula Hayreis, the following Chiddush. Dim Kol Yisrael Lehayilam Beis HaBechir Benisan. Because there's a bit of a problem over here. When you look what happened in Chizkiyo's days. What happened? The pasuk continues after the Karban Pesach and says, Vayasu B'nei Yisrael and Imtzor Mishlaim Es Chag HaMatzah Shivas Yomim. They made Pesach 7 days. Whoa, 1 second. If it's going according to the Man Domer, it's Nisan. So about the Pesach 7 days. But if it's Pesach Sheni, like Reb Yehuda's bringing a raya, like that Man Domer says in the Gemara over there, since when is Pesach Sheni 7 days? Pesach Sheni is 1 day. So the whole Tzibur didn't do a Pesach Rishon. So they brought the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, Bachidish HaSheni. But what are they making Yantif 7 days for? Where's that come from? So says Remeir Simcha, he learned it from our Psukim. Since it doesn't say Harishon, it says Hazeh, Hulahai Rois, Tim Kol Yisrael, Yehoylem Beis HaBechir of Nisan, Vazay Sim Kol Yisrael, Pesach B'chidesh HaSheini, Uvazeh Hazman Shekol Yisrael, Yisim Pesach B'chidesh HaSheini, Gam Keino Azay Sim Kol Yisrael, Chagam Matzah, B'Sheini, Shivas Yomim, B'chizki HaMelech, had a second Chiddush over here. Not only did you have a whole Tzibur do Pesach Sheini, when they're going to, the whole Tzibur is going to do Pesach Sheini, they're going to make 7 days of Pesach in Iyar. Gam kein oz oisim koisoch hagamatzes b'sheini shivas yomim. Ava gav de Pesach sheini sheyochidim. Even though the Karban Pesach yichidim nechol hamatzes rak b'leil tesvav is only on leil tesvav and chometz and matzah imoy babayis. The Rambam says and the Gemara says and Rashi says in Parshas. Baloyscha Pesach sheini matzah chometz ibam vayis vein sham yontif vein yisur chometz eloimoy bachilosoi. However, if the whole tzibur does Pesach Sheni, it's 7 days long. L'chein kasuv uvechamish osar l'chidesh hazeh. That's why it says, not l'chidesh harishon. What's l'chidesh hazeh this month? What's this month? Pirush l'chidesh shenasa Pesach mikol Yisrael. This month means the month that all of Klal Yisrael did the Karban Pesach. It might be the first month Nisan, it might be the second month Iyar. But whenever all of Klal Yisrael brings the Karban Pesach, uvechamish osar l'chidesh hazeh, then you have 7 days of a chag. Oz, Pirush l'chidesh hazeh, oz chag hamatzah shivas yomim. Af im einoy b'chidesh harishon, even if it's not Nisan, rak b'arbaser shachidesh hasheni, oz b'tesvav avichag amatzes shivas yomim. V'loze ose chizkiyo chag amatzes b'chidesh hasheni, chmei dekosuv b'divra yomim, v'yosu lasit chag amatzes b'chidesh hasheni, b'dayik b'ze. Unbelievable chidesh, Remeir Simcha says, the Chizkiyo HaMelech learned. Number one, chidesh number one is, Reb Yehuda's learning from Chizkiyo HaMelech, that you could push off a whole tzibur to Beis HaSheini if a Beis HaMikdash is not in existence, the way Meir Simcha learns. And once that happens, Chizkiyo looked at Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas, and he saw that it says that Pesach does not have to be B'chidesh HaRishon. Pesach is B'chidesh HaZeh. The day, the Yom Tif, when Klal Yisrael, the Rav of Klal Yisrael, brought the Karban Pesach. If it's in Chidesh HaRishon, then it's Chaydash Nisan. If it's in Chaydash Hasheni, like in this instance, there'll be 7 days of Pesach in Iyar. Moira Dika piece from a Meir Simcha B'Midai the Psukim, the Nira Li that Chizkiyo darshaned it from here. With this, now this Yerushalmi, I knew even before a long time ago. With this, we just end off with a very geshmakish Tikkel Torah. In the Seder, but in the Seder by Kairach, it says, "It's Zechel Amikdash Kehillel, Kainasil Bazanch Meishkaim, Kairach Matzah, Lekaim Ashenemar, Amatzi Simroim Rechlu." So Frek de Welt, that pasuk is in Baloischa by Pesach Sheni. Lechaira, he should have brought the pasuk Umatzi Simroim Rechlu from Parshas Boy. Why Hillel is doing Pesach Rishon and he's being kairuch together al matzis imroyim? So why is he bringing and why do we bring lekayim ashenemar al matzis imroyim echlu? So in the Haggadah, the Kamayit Shalom Rav, he brings that the Sar Shalom from Belz asked this question, and his son Reb Shiyam from Belz answered that it's a bakasha. we're sitting by the Seder, and we're having the kricha of the matz and the mar, l'kayim ha-shanam, we're saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, we want to be mekayim ha-amratzis, Rabbeinu Yechlu, what's that? Pesach Sheni. We're hoping that this year we should be mekayim Pesach Sheni and eating the Karban Pesach with matzis and mrarim. So this was the answer of Shia Bibels gave, that that's why we say the pasuk of Pesach Sheni. They say that when they asked the Shoel Meshiv, Rabbi Yosef Shoel, Zechrayna Levracha, heard this, he said, what's going on? How could it be that we're asking that we, Klal Yisrael, should make a Pesach Sheni this year? A Tzibur is not Nidcha to Pesach Sheni. So they went back to Rabbi Shia from Belz, and he said, what do you mean? He brought our Yishalmi. He brought the Yerushalmi, according to Rabbi Yehuda, yes, if the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt between Pesach Rish and Pesach Sheini, so then the whole Tzibur will bring the Karban Pesach, and therefore by the Pesach Seder, we're saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, L'kayim HaShanemar, we have a Bakosha, please, we want to be Mekayim this year, Pesach Sheini, with the whole Tzibur, according to Shitas, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chazam Sofer is Einikol, Rabbi Yosef Naftali Stern, use this, he was once by Rabbi LeBelz, and he heard, Rabbi LeBelz is the son of Rabbi Shia Bibels, and he heard Rabbi LeBelz say over this vart from his father, he says, with this I could answer a peledik, a chasam sofer in a tshuva. The chasam sofer in tshuva is here there, Reish Lama Gimel, he writes, when would he write this? Yoim chaf hei leminya b'nei Yisrael. Yud Iyar, this is the 25th day of Svira, Yud Iyar, which was a few days ago, Yoim Bikur Pesach Sheni, the day that you have to check the Pesach Sheni for Mumin, because 4 days before a carbon is brought, you check it for Mumin. So the Velt asks, what's going on over here? The Gemara Pesachim says, Sadivav HaMan Aleph, only Pesach Risha needs Bikur for Mumin, Pesach Sheni does not need Bikur for Mumin. So the Velt asks, what's the Chasam Sefer talking about? And Rabbi Yosef Naftali Stern says that a lot of the Einikol Chasam Sofer were asked this question, and no one had a good teretz for it. Once he heard this teretz from Barla, Belzer B'Shem, his father, he says, Mamish Gevaldik, what's the whole Yisoid? Why Pesach Rishon needs Bikur? Because as a din like a carbon tzibur. Since it's brought B'Knufya, even though everyone has to bring it, but it's brought by the whole tzibur, and as a din of carbon tzibur, and a carbon tzibur as a din of Bikur Mumim 4 days before. Hashem can Pesach Sheini is a carbon yachid, so therefore there's no din of Bikur Mumim. Zoker Beis Naftali Stern, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says if the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, Gans Kalai so is going to bring Pesach Sheini, and the Mela it's going to be a carbon tzibur, and a carbon tzibur Taka will need Bikur Dalid Yamin before, and the Mela Azoy V. Rabbi Shila Mibel said that we said by the Seder L'Kayim Hashanemer is a Tvila that we should be Zoicha this year to bring the carbon Pesach Sheini. So to the Chazam Sofer, when he was writing the tshuva, he said, Yud Iyar Yom Bikur Pesach Sheini. He was saying, in this year, Bez Hashem, we should still be able to bring the Pesach Sheini, and today would be the Yom Bikur, because it will be a carbon sibur, since there was no Pesach Rishon. And they bring here, there's a Me'irim Sachem Tzadivav that says, Pesach Sheini Afu Karishon Linyan Bikur, it needs Bikur, and L'chaira, they ask L'chaira Mefurash Gemara, not like that. Efshi, you can answer the Me'iri that way. It's a little shver to say the Me'iri Yipsarisha and Mamish said it Azai like a klal, because it's not a klal, but a yachaliot. But anyways, the Yisayda Dover is using this Rabbi Yehuda over here. This Rabbi Yehuda in the Yerushalmi is how they answered the L'kayim HaShanemar, how they answered the Chasam Sofer, and according to Rabbi Meir Simcha, for Zaycha tomorrow, Bez Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt today, we could still bring the Pesach Sheini tomorrow, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and according to Rabbi Meir Simcha, we'll taka have Pesach for 7 days, L'chaira, it'll come out, we could have a Karban Pesach twice this year, in Nisan and in Iyar, Bez Hashem, we should be Zaycha, to see Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Bimheira V'Yameinu, Amen, Kol Tov, everyone.